Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour, the former top lobbyist for ComEd pled guilty this afternoon to a federal charge. It's all connected to what prosecutors call a scheme to win favor with State House Speaker Michael Madigan and his allies. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore has the story.
Fidel Marquez is a former ComEd vice president and chief lobbyist in Springfield, and in an online arraignment, he agreed to plead guilty to bribery conspiracy charges and cooperate in the government's case against his former company. Marquez did not object when federal prosecutor Timothy Chapman read a long description of a scheme to provide jobs, contracts, and monetary benefits to House Speaker Michael Madigan and some of his associates. Madigan himself has not been charged and denies wrongdoing. Marquez, who's living in Arizona now, has agreed to help the government pursue its widespread corruption case that reaches back years. He could face up to 5 years in prison, but the prosecutors could recommend probation because of his cooperation. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
For the second time since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, Governor Pritzker and his staff are being forced to self-quarantine after a member of his staff tested positive for COVID-19. The governor's office says the staff member tested positive yesterday. We're told the governor is asymptomatic. The state today reports more than 1,300 new coronavirus cases, 23 additional deaths tied to the pandemic. And Chicago leaders will add Kentucky, Nevada, Texas, and Wyoming to the city's coronavirus travel alert effective on Friday.
Health administrators in the northern suburbs say they are concerned a number of adult league volleyball games may have set up a spike in cases of COVID-19 disease. WBBM's Jim Goodis just talked to authorities in Lake County, and he's live on the newsline with details.
Lisa, Dr. Sana Ahmed with the Lake County Health Department says the games were played at Jesse Oaks Food and Drink in Gages Lake.
Since last week, the Lake County Health Department has identified 14 individuals who've become infected with COVID-19.
In addition, Ahmed says nearly 200 players and spectators might have been exposed to the virus. Those who played in the games are those who visited Jesse Oaks and either didn't wear a mask or maintained 6 feet of distance from others are being asked to quarantine at home for 14 days and get tested for the coronavirus. Ahmed says the volleyball games violated state health guidelines because they involve players competing from different teams. She couldn't say what penalties, if any, Jesse Oaks might face. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Niles couple has received an award from the International Society of Arboriculture for the massive bur oak tree in their backyard.
Michael and Kendra Ironman were given the Gold Leaf Award for caring for a bur oak in their backyard that's estimated to be between 200 and 300 years old. The Niles Street Superintendent, Tony Dottie, remembers playing under the tree when he was a child. He nominated the Ironmans. He said during the presentation of the award, it was magnificent then.
Obviously, we're here today because you guys have won the award.
Well, the tree did.
The Ironmans see the old tree as living history.
So we were thrilled beyond measure. All these years of sometimes not liking the tree very much because of the debris that comes off of it, it's just been all worth it.
Kendra Ironman said they had so many acorns last year, they picked them up by the bushel, did some research, and baked bread and cake that she says is really good. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A COVID testing site is reopening tomorrow in Aurora, not far from its previous location. The Aurora COVID-19 community-based test site has been relocated to Farnsworth Avenue, directly across from the Chicago Premium Outlets. The site will be open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Testing is free. and is open to all regardless of age, symptoms, or insurance status.
Calling all Friends fans, here's some news that will perk you up. You can now hang out in Rachel and Monica's kitchen, in Chandler and Joey's recliners, or even have coffee in Central Perk. The Friends Experience is a two-story exhibit along Michigan Avenue with 12 interactive rooms that highlight the most iconic scenes from the 90s show. Spokesperson Anna Blake says the sitcom is considered comfort food for many who grew up with the series and for a new generation experiencing it for the first time.
It's, you know, a celebration of when your friends become your family, and I think we can all relate to that. I think with Friends being available now on streaming, so many new fans have been able to access it.
The pop-up in Boston and New York last year marked the sitcom's 25th anniversary. The Chicago Friends Experience will be here until January 3rd.
313 coming up, the AccuWeather with the forecast and sports.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.